Show. Thank you so much for tuning in on CITR 101.9 FM on Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations, and these territories were never ceded through treaty or surrender. We'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. This is The Medicine Show, and tonight's guests are Caleb Hart and Angel Forrest. So let's take a listen to what Angel Forrest has got going on.
People keep talking about trying to find the one that love them, treat them right. They're always looking for that big man money and the girls with the dresses tied. When it's right in your face and you still can't take the warm love and all the someone sweet and right. Stop looking for got a good woman and he listens to every day. She's got a heart filled with love and devotion and she's never gonna let him get away. Oh, no. Hold on tight, baby. Don't be blind, cause everybody knows good loving's hard to find. I got a good man that's loving me. Feel good all night long, yeah. Thank you.
Yes, babies, babies, babies. On the medicine show. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's Angel Forrest, and you know, welcome to the medicine show.
Thank you,
Angel
thank
Forrest.
You, thank you, thank you, thank you, Mr. Medicine Man.
Well, you know, I'm so I'm so happy to finally have you here. We met, I guess it was about last year.
Almost a year today, yeah.
And, you know, I saw you performing live, completely enchanted by your performance.
Thank you.
Out in White Rock. And so I must admit that I'm in a very festivus mode.
Are you?
Happy
are
festivus,
happy,
everybody.
Happy.
Okay, so I'm gonna put on my Festivus hat.
Oh yes!
Here, hold on, for this is for the occasion.
I like that hat.
Woo, baby!
Sorry, I meant to say pimp medicine man.
It's pimping. You know what? I hate that. I'm the anti pimp. By the way, I'm the anti pimp. Jason Lawrence, Jason Q Lawrence, and I admit it. I'm an anti pimp. I hate pimping. Okay. And if you're listening,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up. I didn't want to upset you.
Do not be pimping out the resources of this world.
No, exactly.
No,
I hear
no.
You.
I know. I know what you meant. It's very. So either way,
it's the hat. It's just the hat,
babies. Okay, so I want to introduce Angel Forrest, and thank you all for tuning in on to the Medicine Show tonight. With a career spanning 29 years, with 9 albums, and the winner of the Maple Blues Award for Female Vocalist of the Year in 2013-14. 15, and as well as the Vocalist of the Year, she added Songwriter of the Year and Album of the Year for her album The Angels 11 in 2016. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, dear.
I'm here for you. I'm
thank here
you. For you.
You're here for me, babies. well known in the Canadian blues scene, Angel has been performing at major festivals in Canada and Europe. She also had a chance to share the stage with many well-known artists. It was her tribute to the legendary Janis Joplin through
Angel Sings
through
Janis.
The Angels Forest.
Angel Sings Janis.
What?
The album, Angel Sings Janis, the album that I did.
Okay.
That was the show, the tribute I did to her.
That's
I told
great.
You to put your glasses on, but you're not listening to me. Put
okay.
your glasses on.
Thought,
you look good with those glasses
on.
He looks good with the glasses. I don't know. I don't know why he's refusing.
Hat chooses. No, it's actually.
See, look at how beautiful that looks. There you go. Everybody's got a hat.
Juicy.
Now.
I do not like the word juicy. Pero eso es como es. Eso es como es. Yes, he has, cabrón.
What is going on?
Okay.
Where is I? Where is I right now? Go ahead, continue. We're listening.
Yes, Janis, Angel Sings Janis at the Montreal Jazz Festival. You want me to read it for you from behind here? I can read it from the back of the computer. Like, I was there.
Bio memorized.
I know. I was there.
Angel has had the chance to share the stage with many well-known artists. It is in her tribute show to the legendary Janis Joplin that brought Angel Forrest to the public. She did a Janis tribute called Angel Sings Janis, then recorded her first album with her own compositions in English, Here For You. Was that correct?
The album's called Here For You, yeah.
Which has sold over 30,000 copies, followed by three other albums, including her Christmas album called Wonderland, the award-winning Come Alive and Mother Tongue Blues, which has won Blues Albums of the Year in Quebec and nominated for Recording of the Year in 2014 Maple Blues Awards.
Yes.
Very cool.
Very cool.
There is no question that Angel Forrest is one of the most powerful singers of the contemporary blues scene today in Canada and around the world, because you have toured around the world.
I have.
I don't need glasses any longer because I'm not reading anymore.
Take off those anti-pimp glasses.
My hat, babies. Anyway, so I'd say and also we do have another gentleman in here. And his name is Caleb Hart.
Put your glasses back on. It's
wonderful to have you joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Growing up in
you
the beautiful...
Need glasses?
I made this font a little bit bigger.
Because
Caleb Hart growing up in the beautiful twin island nation of Trinidad and Tobago. What are you doing in my script? He's adjusting for me. Can you believe this stuff?
Okay.
Growing up in the beautiful twin island nation of Trinidad and Tobago, he fell deeper and deeper in love with a wide variety of music, gospel, soul, pop, rock, calypso, soca, and more than anything, reggae. After landing in Canada, suddenly his life and musical purpose his life and music had purpose. He had dedicated himself to growing his craft, quickly hitting the road as a hip-hop under... Why are you guys... You guys are making me laugh. You know, it's not me reading the script. It's the joyous attitude and the bottle of wine that we shared at dinner. Hello.
Thanks, Teresa and Barry, for that fabulous dinner.
I missed that bottle of wine.
Yeah,
you
know,
you should have seen that.
I should have been there. I should have.
Really?
It was more than one bottle of wine.
Please.
Makes sense.
No, continue. You're doing fine, Laura.
Oh, thank you.
Jason.
I'm going to cry.
Mr. Lawrence, you're doing fabulously. Continue.
Thank you. Okay, so never mind about me. We're talking about Caleb Hart here.
He's overrated anyway.
You know? Exactly. I got to take this hat off. I got to change hats.
Yes, please do.
Yes. Woo, baby. Yes.
There he is. Mr. Lawrence is back.
Thank you.
What's
Caleb Hart dedicated himself to growing his craft, quickly hitting the road as a hip-hop artist under the pseudonym Braveheart and touring through schools, reserves, and small towns on anti-bullying and suicide awareness campaigns. Soon, Hart settled into Grand Prairie, Alberta, and formed a reggae band, Tasman Jude. Within their first 3 years, Tasman Jude popularity grew both at home and around the world, rocking up hundreds of shows in Canada, Australia, and the Caribbean, as well as radio airplay and awards. Throughout all of this, Hart continued to grow as a performer, songwriter, and... You guys, stop it! His desire to reach as many people as possible with a message of hope, unity, and love. Thank you for being here, Caleb Hart.
Pleasure. Truly. I mean, it would have been a greater pleasure if I had some wine from before.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, you know, like, I'm not much of a wine drinker, but
usually, you know,
I feel like if, you know, I would be on your wavelength right now and things would be. I'm just kidding. I was enjoying listening.
I was there
about myself. You know,
he was there during dinner, and he saw the debauchery established.
He can't remember.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, as
pollution.
Please don't say that word on air. These guys have come up with all kinds of new words on the way on the drive over here. And thank you for listening. So, Caleb,
tell me.
Thank you for being here. Why don't we go into a song and let people hear what I've been talking about and why you've been asked to be here, because I've hyped up the performance so much.
Oh, wow.
You better live up to the performance. And I have every faith that you all will enjoy him as much as I've enjoyed listening to his music. So,
this is the acoustic version of a tune that I released last June on the Mad Sick Reggaeville Rhythm, produced in France, distributed out to Germany. It's done quite well around the world, but here it is live and direct, acoustic vibes. We have to always remember to put Jah first in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings, that is my humble recommendation. We have to always remember to put Jah first in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings, that is my humble. We living in a time where Babylon had the people, them so delirious. Sin and acutely dissipate, and my resulting from illness. Intoxication characterized by illusion, restlessness, causing incoherence of thought and speech. You know the devious, but people around us in the reggae music, bringing out the truth. When I'm chilling in Vancouver, vibes in the medicine show with you. We have to always remember to put your first in every situation. We give thanks to the King of Kings, that is my humble recommendation. Always remember to put your first in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings, that is my humble. Yeah, listen, man, our roots. Keep yourself grounded in the true, true rock. So solid that him cannot be moved. Reggae are the sweetest on this mud sick groove. Victorious in chill, some of them I ever lose. Not the kind of you to be singing out the blues. High school and green are the colors that I choose. So I stand firm, hold a faith, fly high, run the race, fall down, get back up again. Hey, you can do it, I believe in you. After all the things that life's put you through, don't give up now, Jah believes in you. After all the things that he's seen you through, you can do it, I believe in you. After all the things that life's put you through, don't give up now, Jah believes in you. After all the things that he's seen you through, always remember to put Jah first. Give thanks to the King of Kings. That is my humble. That is my humble. That is my humble recommendation.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Blessed love.
Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure.
So I appreciate you guys all coming on to the Medicine Show and sharing your music.
Totally. Angel's amazing.
And awesome. So we're gonna turn back the microphone to Angel Forrest for a moment and ask you. So I met you just over a year ago.
Yeah.
About that?
Yep.
And saw you. You're actually going to be performing around the Lower Mainland. What songs what concerts do you have coming up?
We met a year ago at the Blue Frog Studios.
That's correct.
And we're going back to the Blue Frog Studios on the 8th and 9th, which is next Friday, Saturday. And we're doing the same format, me and Denis and Ricky Paquet on guitar. But before that, we're going.
Shout out to Ricky.
Yeah. But tomorrow we're going to be in Penticton. We're going to do the Dream Cafe, which is always an absolute pleasure.
Such a good venue.
Isn't it wonderful?
Such amazing people.
Yeah. Great place. So we're doing that. And then coming back and chilling in Vancouver for a bit and then doing the Blue Frog. And then on the Sunday, the 10th, we go to
Victoria.
Esquimalt.
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 Oh, cool. I'm the organizer
last week. Vancouver Island.
Yeah. Jason Bowie.
Yeah.
So it's Jason's.
It's a small world that we discussed.
1%, 1 degree of separation, it seems. Yeah, that's it. So on the 10th, we're there at 5 o'clock. It's a big Rip Fest outside, lots of bands. And it's our first time at that festival. And then we're going to get a tattoo in Victoria.
Craziness. Okay.
Get another one.
You said it. You opened up a whole new thing.
Of what? Tattoo?
Victoria.
Yeah, no. What's your image? Victoria. What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? Well, I had, when we got married a week before. Days before we went down the aisle, Denis
and you
had
got married. Your guitar player here in the studio is with us.
Like, that's okay. Knows.
You remember?
You remember?
Introduction of your husband, maybe. Guitarist.
Sorry. So my guitarist beside me is Denis Coulombe. He's my partner in life and everything.
Crime.
I like to say crime, cream, and creation. It works better. It works better in French. We're from Quebec, and that works
Let's hear it.
And en crème, crème et création. Anyway, when we got married,
it's about the same to me.
He went and got a tattoo. When he, our song is a Ray LaMontagne song called "Forever My Friend, Forever My Love." So he went out.
Forever my friend.
Yeah, so that was a song he sang me down the aisle. But prior to, he went and had it tattooed on his arm, but he didn't tell me. Instead, he told me that he had an accident looking for his suit, and he broke through the glass leaning on the counter, and he was all bleeding. And
wow.
I was like, "What? You're not doing a gig tonight? Are you all right?"
And for once, one of my tattoos was bleeding. So I had a big bandage and it was full of blood.
Yeah, so it looked legit.
She doesn't say, but the first thing she said when she saw my arm with the blood, the first thing she said...
Oh, no, take the microphone.
We had a show that night, so the first thing she said is, can you play tonight?
Yeah, priorities. Yeah.
Stop talking. I took the mic away.
I just want to interrupt... Just anyway. In case anybody wants to see what's happening in the studio right now and see the live description, we're
see
on Facebook
you
Lives. Just search Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook. Hi, Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook. And Angel Forrest is here with us telling us about her new tattoo. Carry on, Angel.
So he had that tattoo before we got married. I never had a tattoo in 5 years after we were married. I wanted to be sure. I went and surprised myself, actually, and him by having the same thing done on my wrist.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, all I have to say is that a year after that, we went to Miami, and I wanted to have it extended into a henna tattoo, like a cuff. But I didn't speak Spanish, and the Cuban guy didn't understand what I was saying. So halfway through, I said, alto or stop or please. And he stopped. So now...
Para.
No, not alto. Alto is
párate,
stopped in Spanish.
Párate, por favor.
Whatever. Anyway, so now it's 10 years in October, so I want to go and have it reinforced and have my actual henna cuff that I want it done. That's what I'm doing on. It's really not a big deal. On Monday,
sorry.
What I hope to do.
We don't...
Yeah, so there you go. That's a tattoo story. Fantastic. Isn't it fantastic? Aren't you all enlightened by my tattoo story?
Well, I found out that your guitarist was your husband.
I know, because
I'm sitting next to you.
I'm sorry. I'm so
imagine
rude,
how
eh?
The listeners feel.
There's so much going on that's like we're 10 in this small little room, and I'm sweating, and I'm premenopausal, so I'm, if anybody gets out of here alive, it'll be amazing. But besides that, I'm very rude to not have introduced you. I figured Jason would, but since Jason had... a couple of
right on. Okay, go ahead.
So that's it. So Jason Denis is my husband and my partner, and we write all the songs together. And when you talk about the award that was won, it's Denis and I that won it for best songwriter and album because we wrote the album together. So we are one.
Nice.
It's very sexy.
That's cool. That's how I feel about my guitar.
Well, that's what the guy, when he had his tattoo done because of where it was, the tattoo artist said, oh, you're talking about your guitar? You know, forever my friend,
forever my love.
He thought he was talking about
and
his guitar.
And he told the tattoo artist yes.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And then life went on.
That's right.
Do you have a question, Jason?
No, I just want that every single time that you're heard,
that
you speak, that you're heard on the microphone, so...
I'll make sure he gets
share my microphone.
From now on, I'll make sure he gets it.
No, they easily pass. Don't worry. You guys could. Anyway.
They might keep on the right hand side.
Keeping right along, thanks everybody for tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on Coast Salish territory on Musqueam unceded land.
No problem.
And shared with Tsleil-Waututh and Squamish people this land. And
we're ready for you.
These two were like chit-chatting so away.
That's how
in
it
the
should
corner.
Be. That's how we should be always.
See, can you see
nothing.
Yourself? Yeah,
stuck
with your
together.
Guitar.
Stuck to
there
your
you
guitar.
Go.
Okay, yeah. So.
It's much better.
Yeah. Focus right Friday night. Here. Anyway, so I just wanted to mention that I really appreciate you guys coming on the show, on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Can you play us another song? And what song would you like to play?
You're talking to us.
I am talking okay. to you, Angel.
It depends. What do you feel like hearing? Something mellow and depressing?
Nope.
Or no?
No.
Who said no?
No.
Caleb, did you say no?
No, it's
Caleb. Was your guitar that said no?
Guitar said no.
Mothers.
I'd like to know, so if you're going to sing another song, what song would you like to play? And do you have anything to say about the song you're about to play? What's the name of it?
Okay. That's a lot of questions right there.
I know all of
them. Well,
I
didn't decide on
like
a song. I don't really know what to sing, but since Caleb's guitar doesn't want to gently weep in his hands, I'm going to sing something that's going to wake him up.
There we go.
You got to hold on tight to it because it's all right. Oh, I'm going to stretch it. I'm going to stand up. And I'm gonna...
Bring it.
Okay. So this is a song off Angels 11. A shout out to Ricky Paquette. On this Angels 11 album, I have 11 guitar players. We wrote a song, 11 songs, Diddy and I, and we invited 11 guitar players to join us. This song features Ricky Paquette on it. He's not here right now, but he will be with us starting on the 8th, 9th, and the 10th.
What is the song about? What does it mean to you? Tell us something
about
the song.
Hold on tight, Mr. I'm All Right. It's about Ricky Paquette being the easiest guy to tour with. Super easygoing, super spiritual, and the guy smells fantastic.
It's really important when you spend the amount of time we spend in a car or in a plane to have someone that smells good.
Yeah, and whenever anything's happening, he always says, I'm all right.
I'm all right.
I'm all right. So I wrote this song about him. Drag me in at 5 a.m. expecting toast and tea. But something don't feel right here. Is there something I don't see? What I've been here one time is what I feel for here. Well, if you've got a mandate, baby, maybe we can make a deal. Well, I've got what you want, baby. You better hold on tight, Mr. I'm all right. You come on without warning, like a crocus in the spring. You're full of fire and glory, like a boy who's got a wind. Well, I've got rocks for rolling, and I've got rocks for wool. But if you get on out your hammer, baby, we can watch them crumble and fall. Well, I've got what you want, baby. You better hold on tight, Mr. I'm all right. Well, there's one thing that you've got to know, my dear. You better hold on tight now, cause I'm gonna make a real. If you've got the honey, honey, well, I've got the time. You better hold on tight, yeah, cause I'm gonna make you mine, oh yeah. Pick and choose your numbers for a game you'll never win. You better wipe that shit right off your shoes and baby, come on in. You wanna walk and talk too much about things we never do. How about we stop all this talking, baby? I get to getting it on me and you. Well, I've got what you want, baby. You better hold on tight, Mr. I'm all right. Yes, I've got what you want, baby. You better hold on tight, Mr. I'm all right. I'm Mr. I'm all right. I'm Mr. I'm all right. All right. You do realize that it's like 3 a.m. where I'm from right now, right?
Okay.
You realize that?
Speaking of which, like, I just like want to remind everybody, thank you all for tuning in onto Facebook Live. Anybody wanting to see what is happening?
Hello.
That's Ali Ghazani.
Hello.
Okay, I was just getting to you.
Hello, everybody. I'm here as well at the medicine show.
Ali Ghazani from the back alley. How you doing, Alibaba? DJ Alibaba?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Pretty good, yeah.
Pretty good.
Truly pleasure.
If anybody wants to see what's happening right here in the studio, you can just tune into Facebook. And you can see a live stream of video to see what's actually happening here in life.
Be aware.
Be aware. Be very scared. Be afraid. And tune into Vancouver Medicine Show.
And I have a good news.
I saw
the website is now. We can everybody go into check the website.
I usually wear those boots.
Really? Okay. So that's another. That's big news there, Alibaba.
Yeah. Yeah, and the website I made.
He's a coder, don't you know? He ain't just a WordPress guy. He's a coder.
Yeah. So then everybody can go into themedicineshow.ca and check all the episodes that we made before. I think in the 250th episode, yeah?
Yeah, actually, we did the hard work.
Is that his real voice? That is such a good voice.
Is that your voice, Ali? Or is that just
listening with headphones or something?
No, but it sounds... sounds good.
Over headphones, it's extra
It's
good.
One of the most sexiest voices you'll
headphones.
Find in Vancouver, you know?
I want headphones.
Can you talk so that I can hear you without the headphones?
You can hear me? Yeah?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Now my right ear is just having an...
orgasm.
Whoa.
I saw your mouth was going...
I was
going
to say organism.
Organism.
Oh, my God.
You can adjust anything.
It's not quite... I'm good.
It's being a poop.
It's very good.
You know...
I am very good.
I work with this man every day.
That's good.
I feel very privileged and blessed to be able to work with Alibaba Ghazani. Alibaba?
Hello.
Yes. So...
Yes,
listen to that voice. It's like it's like Barry White.
VancouverMedicineShow.ca?
Yes.
Yes.
The VancouverMedicineShow.ca.
.ca.
Yeah, that's
it. It's a very sexy website.
250 shows, that's right?
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's so good.
I feel like I need to get into this.
I understand, yeah.
My mom always told me I had a face for radio, so this is the...
Okay, well, your mother exaggerated because she didn't want to share you. Actually, this man's got a face for TV. Okay? Take lots of pictures. Check out Caleb Hart. What is it? I am Caleb Hart?
There we go. You got it. You saved it. Because if you go to Caleb Hart Music, you find a crappy hip-hop artist.
I am Caleb Hart. That's your...
I am Caleb Hart.
That's beautiful.
I am Caleb Hart.
I love it. I think I'm going to change mine to I am Angel Forest with 2 R's.
So I...
With what?
It works. It would be a fantastic idea.
I am Angel Forest, RR?
With 2 R's.
I am Angel Forest,
RR. As in ha, ha, ha. Oh, as in RR. Okay, yeah. That's good. I like that.
You just have to
that
go forest.
For I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. So if you want to check out what's happening in the studio, I was just saying you can see live stream of the video on Facebook Live. Just search out Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook, and you can see us. Hi, Facebook.
Hello.
Jesus. Good God
yeah,
almighty.
Yeah, whatever, you guys. Stop it. Fuck.
Too much wine. Careful.
Yeah, and too much.
Hey, okay, now the cameramen have... Now the cameramen
you know
have
the cameramen
an opinion.
Are starting to talk.
That's yeah. Right. They got an opinion.
And videotape themselves.
One videotape themselves.
Okay. Turn the cameras on each other.
Let me tell you something. There's only one real cameraman in this place, and it's this guy right here.
That's right. Ruggiero.
Look. Someone gave this man a camera. That doesn't make him a cameraman.
It's like Camera Wars. Everybody turn.
Okay, so, hello.
This is getting out of order.
Okay, so.
Getting? Yeah.
Where's the teacher?
That's right.
He's
I'm about to start slapping some knuckles with my
ruler. Monsieur Lawrence.
Shut up.
That's why we're out of control.
Monsieur Lawrence.
Okay, so I just want to mention that we do have a few extra people in the room tonight, and I really appreciate everybody tuning into Facebook Live. Hey, how you doing there? And you. And you. So Thanks for tuning in to see us some a bit of video, but we do have a couple of extra guests that are coming in to support Angel Forest. Can you slide the microphone over that way and have these people introduce themselves? So we have Graham.
Whoa.
Hi, Graham.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty. I'm not sure how I'm doing. As I'm peeking through these bars, I'm in proverbial prison. Yeah, shell-shocked. Jason, you are definitely uniquely your own entity.
Wow. Let me stand up so I can say hello properly and look in your eyes when I say hello.
Is this a hierarchy thing?
No, not at all.
Because
we all share equally because we're all created equally.
I will break free from prison, you know.
I understand. Thank you, Graham.
So I said medicine
nice to meet
show,
you, Jason.
Like,
and
what
so
kind of medicine?
She gets microphone shy.
Can you please introduce?
Yes, her name is, as you can see.
Shut up, you guys.
Her name is Kayoko.
Keeps the doctor away.
Kayoko.
Yeah, Kayoko. So Yoko with a K. Kayoko.
Kayoko! Yes, we met earlier tonight, of course. Thank you for joining us and supporting Angel Forest in the studio tonight.
And to the whole Filipino and Filipina audience of the Lower Mainland, she is not Filipina.
No, I didn't think so. She looks more Japanese to me, right?
Thank
yeah.
you.
Kayoko,
domo arigato.
Of course. Domo arigato, of course. Thank
just
you.
Thank you.
Also, we do have
Konnichiwa.
Tyrone Bruce, who is, and, you know, Tyrone has been with us for many years.
Many. How's it going, everyone? Nice to be back to the Medicine Show. Ellie from the back alley kind of took my alley away, but I'm nice to be back.
Yes, but do you talk like
you
this?
Me off
I mean,
my
seriously.
Okay.
You got to take it.
Also, we have Martin Roach. Hey, how you doing, Martin?
It's not Martin Roach. It's Martin Roach.
Roche. How you doing, Martin?
I'm doing good.
That's great to have him also. He's helping us with out. You know, Martin and Tyrone are both helping us out with some camera work. And also we have Rogero Romano. Hey, how you doing, Martin? I mean, Rogero.
Rogero. I'm here for the artists. I'm here for the music. Big shout out to Vancouver. Enjoy this music, okay?
He's so humble. Don't you just love that?
That's the way you're supposed to do it, Jason.
You know, and that's the
that
professional
was the best, that
way
was the best
to
thing
do it.
That's been said all day, all night.
Way to go. To the point. See, because he's Italian.
Thanks,
that's why.
How about
what's
a song
on.
From you, Caleb? What song
Please.
Do you want to do next?
Bro, yeah. Anything, everything.
Please make all of this better.
That's what I'm here for.
That's right. Do some healing.
Yeah, you know those Italians, they do it just so fine. Like great wine. They do it fine.
Smooth. Caleb, how you doing?
I'm actually going to do this is rare for me, but I'm actually going to do a cover. Yeah, I know.
Scandal. That's
yeah,
okay. No.
The reason I'm going to do a cover is because I kind of made it my own in some ways. Like it's not very, it's not like, it's kind of like a remix rather than a strict cover. Does that make sense? I use the chorus, a little bit of the verse, and then I kind of freestyle. Every day is different. Everything that comes out of my mouth. So I just feel like it's going to be vibes. You know what I mean? So.
What's it called?
This is Loosely Serious Times by Gyptian.
Loosely.
No. Loosely meaning because I just, you know, explained that it was not really a full
What's
cover.
It called then?
Serious Times.
Serious Times.
By Gyptian.
Okay. Egyptian.
Without the E.
Oh, just Egyptian.
So like forest with two R's.
But be very careful with the ad lib part.
Have no fear.
I am.
This is the only thing I'm good at.
I am humbled. Thank you, Caleb Hurst.
Someone in my yeah. Spend a na 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 whoa whoa. Sun like a yeah. Whoa. I said these are some serious times. All I can see around us is just violence and crime. Full time for us to centralize, socialize, realize. We let the sun shine throughout every day. We let the moon shine through the peaceful night. This is seven times raised, seven times fall. I don't really believe in the fallen things at all. Life continues as it goes. You really want to know the truth, that the truth isn't being told. Oh, no. Listen, man.
Say pon the corner, watch how you hang out pon the corner. I share jive by the agwan pon the corner, pon the corner. And the youths, I'm really now want no water. Everybody grab your sons, grab your daughters. Well, you know the cars come in and shots start to spray. But then the cops come in and shots start to spray. Only you, only you can take it away. Say, man, I said these are some serious times. All I can see around us is just violence and crime. Full time for us to centralize, socialize, realize. We let the sun shine throughout every day. We let the moon shine through the peaceful night. This is seven times raised, seven times fall. I don't really believe in the fallen things at all. Life continues as it goes. If you really wanna know the truth, watch as the truth as it's told. Things are getting old as I'm freestyling. Kill a bot again. Wanga tell your family and God to all your friend. Hey, yes and no, send the sweet loving music that I'm bringing to the end. Come down to the far west end and I didn't know where I was going. But that's okay, cause I found a studio, now I'm flowing. And everything I do, I show as the breeze it blows and show as the trees they grow. Soon enough we'll have some snow. But for now we're vibes in the summertime. It's Kill About again, there's no need for sublime. Subliminal messages I never bring in, no. The straight truth that I'm singing, listeners are haunting. Rave it, the sweet music is what I'm craving. Blazing up a fire every single time I get up on the stage. Eradicate the rage, if I'm just chilling in the studio. Love is the reason that I chant. Love's the reason that I'm ringing, the reason that I'm singing for you. It's not just about the awards, all the things, so. It's not just about the stage show. But me come to let the youth them know. Yes, I got some awards and I got some popularity. But that's not the point, that's not the reason that I play. It's not the reason that I chant and I sing. The sweet talk of music, this is what I bring. And the reason that I know that angel is in the forest. Yes, and oh sure, as rain is falling down, as she opens up her mouth, let the people know. Yes, you know the love is devout. Every time she shouts it out. When you know, says she opens her mouth, then they pon the guitar and they hit it with a loving clout. Hit you with a loving back on. Every man and every woman, every child, every boy and every girl. When your life is in the world, twirls, swirls round and round. Yes, you know me come the con to bring the kind of music to turn your frown upside down. Put a little smile on your face and let the music la la love and grace. Infiltrate your heart as it infiltrates this place. Me told you from the start, me told you from the beginning, inception, origination. Yes, I know my traveling across the nations. Every single generation, liquors are creating creation, creative vibes. Yes, I know, so I ring it every day and every single night. Right? Never, yes, I know, so no matter the weather, love. The reason that I ring, whether or not the sun is shining when I sing. Doesn't really matter, we let the unforgiveness scatter. And everything I do, reason that I play, and everything I jump. The reason that I get up on the stage, chilling at CITR on a beautiful Friday. But I'm only here for a few more hours. Not focusing on the MC I used to devour. Yes, I know, say it's not a battle, no need to fight. All the people just shine your light real, real bright. Have a wonderful evening, have a wonderful night. No, I'm not going anywhere just yet. Yes, I know, as I play a little simple fret. Never forget, love.
Blessed love.
Jason Lawrence to the microphone.
I don't need to be here.
So that ended up being about 1/6 serious times. That was a lot of freestyling. I didn't expect that to go that long.
You were in the zone, bro.
You were in the zone. You were definitely in the zone. We appreciate your sharing your stuff.
It's a medicine show, right?
We feel very blessed to have you here, Caleb. Thank
you. Oh, pleasure to be here.
Absolutely.
To be here, for real.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel too. So.
Yeah, a little overwhelmed. And I know it's hot. Thank you so much, Angel, for putting up with our studio, which is completely un-air conditioned sufficiently. And you can prop the air. You can prop that open. Is the door stopped there?
The
okay. So, by the way, we are in. So go ahead, Ali.
So. I have an idea of going for this short break, the three minutes commercial, and then coming back.
That's really how you talk, bro.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Isn't he wonderful? He's just perfect
bro,
for the medicine show.
I promise. I thought he was putting it on. I thought he was faking it.
No, he's from Iran. I ran so far away.
Iran.
Ready?
Iran.
We'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver in just a few moments.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who have experienced sexual assault, intimate partner violence and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical and campus-related advocacy and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3127. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssask.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, anytime I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
Continue tuning as I'm talking. Hello. Hi, and welcome back to The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish territory, from Musqueam land, and we are sharing the boundaries of Vancouver with the Tsleil-Waututh and the Musqueam people and the... stop making me laugh. Oh, my God. Okay, so as I was saying, Vancouver was shared by the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam bands and nations of the Lower Mainland. So we're back on. Jeez, you guys. Okay, so I wanted to mention that we tried to encourage mindfulness on. Do not make fun of me. You know, this is like the cameramen are like talking like it's any of their business. Don't be silly. So anyway, we try to encourage mindfulness of certain subjects, and we call it a prescription. But really, you know, we're not doctors. We just want to encourage some mind. Stop it with that camera over there. So we have what we call a prescription, and we like to say so. Ali is in charge of writing the official prescription, and I write the unofficial prescription because I believe...
You want to go to someone's show?
No, not at all. So, Ali's prescription of the week. How you doing, Ali?
I'm pretty good.
Would you like to introduce the prescription for the night?
I'm pretty good.
Jafar. So, you know, Ali has said that he believes that you should be mindful to apply music directly to your cerebral cortex. And actually, sorry, I do believe I rewrote your prescription. The idea is, how do you use medicine and music as medicine? You know, that's what our show is all about, the medicine show, and using music as healing energy. So, how do you use music as medicine and healing energy? And like, do you use it for just listening in the morning, or, you know, do you have any ways that people can use music? Because a lot of times people forget to turn on music and they just go through their day thinking, you know, about...
Or they play crap.
Yeah, exactly. And really, you know, music
mindless
that is
crap.
Very much so.
Totally.
You know.
Well, I think that, you know the old saying or whatever, you are what you eat. You know, there's certain things that we fail to realize. For instance, if we drink a lot of water, we'll just naturally be healthier, right? So if you listen to a lot of music, I believe you have to decide whether you want purified water or stagnant water or water that has been infected by disease, blood, you know, you name it. So you can listen to music and say, oh, but I drink water all the time. But how pure is that water? How edifying is that music to you and your soul? And, you know, and I'm not just talking about people who, you know, say that they're spiritual or whatever. We're all spiritual whether you like it or not.
You got a body and a spirit.
You catch what I mean? So whether you're an atheist, a Christian, a Muslim, Hindu, you know, you don't like labels, whatever it be, is irrelevant to me. You're a fellow human being. We're here for a temporary time. And my job is to bring medicinal music in literally every single thing that I do. And whether that be in frequencies that are not normal to pop, etc., or, of course, lyricism, certain chord progressions, bass lines, drum, you know, whatever it be, the combination of that. And then because I am, of course, majorly a lyricist, that is very vital to me, that I'm bringing you the purest form of water while being completely honest as well. So I'm not trying to be unrealistic. If I have some blood in my water that week, you'll probably get some blood in the water when I'm writing. Yeah. I'm not trying to be unrealistic. I'm honest when I'm freestyling, writing, singing, recording, live, whatever it be. So I think honesty as an artist and then releasing that honesty into the world, whether you're telling them, yo, I've had some stagnant water these days, maybe don't drink too much of this, but hey, this is the water that I can provide right now. And then those days where you feel like you're soaring up in the skies and you give them the best possible medicinal water that you have available. I think the fam will know, you know, I call my fans family, you know, they'll know, and they'll hopefully
partake.
It's still your decision how much you partake,
they'll drink,
you know,
drink, yeah.
But, you know, that honesty mixed with medicine, which, of course, truth in and of itself is a medicine, right? So. Okay. So that's my take on it. Music is supposed to be that.
Yep.
So anyone who says otherwise needs to reconsider, reevaluate the reason that they're alive and the reason that they play, sing, or are even a part of music in any way, shape, or form.
And so I guess that applies lyrically too, as well as tonally.
Everything.
You were saying, you know, tonally is very important. It'll come through in the vibration of what you're playing.
Totally.
But... also, you're influenced every single day by what you're exposed to. So
totally.
Lyrically, I mean, you have to be conscious of filtering and using your own personal filters
totally.
To deliver something that is good as an influencer.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is, like I said, being realistic, being honest as well, right? So a lot of people know that my past is really rough. I grew up, you know, very poor. I was in gangs and all that stuff. So I'm not trying to lie about that. I'm not trying to fake that I'm everything's okay, but everything is okay. So you're trying to balance those two realities. And I have a song called Beautiful Disaster. It was my first single as Caleb Hart that was talking about that. There's two very evident realities on this earth, beauty and disaster. I just choose to not let disaster be the one that identifies me anymore. Yeah. It used to be. It used to be how I saw everything. Everything was through disaster. Now I look through a lens of beauty. So when I look through that lens, it's not like I'm unrealistic. When I look outside and I see, you know, Texas flooding, and I see everyone talking about that, but then I see India flooding, and way more people have died in India.
Nobody's talking.
That annoys me. Yeah. That no one's talking about that. Mm-hmm. So Kevin Hart, big up for you know, raising over $1 billion to donate to Texas. And I understand that, you know, there's certain level of patriotism when it comes to your country and all that jazz. But thousands of people are dead in a mm-hmm. country because of the exact same situation. Millions of people are homeless in India. As of yesterday. Mm. I'm not talking about a problem in India that has existed for thousands of years. I'm talking about yesterday, 15 million plus people who had homes now don't. Mm. And there's nothing wrong with helping Texas. Obviously, we're humans. We're supposed mm-hmm. to help each other. But why have I never seen one of my 4,800 Facebook friends post about India? Mm. So I want to talk about India.
Because it doesn't get on CNN?
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. So here we are, and I don't know if it's 10, 1,000. I don't know how many people are listening to us, but forget the Red Cross, man. Like,
forget CNN. You know, inform yourself.
Do something. And that's the thing. So through my music, I try to not just through my music, but I am a musician full time. So it's my life. Like, it's my every being. So whether I'm in a studio, whether I'm doing a radio thing, or I'm walking on the street, you never know. I've been recognized in 10 different airports. I'm not famous, but I've been recognized. You never know who's watching.
Yeah.
So I need to be mindful of that. And if I truly want to leave a loving legacy, then I need to be aware of that. And my bad days, good days, and everything in between. And again, integrity in that. Being honest. I made a status about a month ago saying, yo, times are rough right now. I got robbed, $5,000+. You know, of worth of stuff taken out of my vehicle. I thought my career was done, at least for a while. I made a Facebook status saying, hey, guys, I'm not going to lie. This sucks. Help me out here. Tell me how I met you. Mm. 180-something comments on my, oh, man, I remember I was da-da-da-da, and I heard you singing blah-blah-blah. Remember when you were working at a taco stand and da-da-da-da, etc. I mean, the amount of things, and, of course, things that I've forgotten, right? Mm-hmm. But people remembered and brought that up. And my spirit went from, like, feeling like, you know, I was dead to, like, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Bring it on. Right? And look at me now. And then yesterday I made a status because I'm feeling, that was a month ago, right? And in a month, yesterday I made a status saying I'm at a point in my career where I'm no longer chasing my dreams. My dreams can hardly keep up with me. And that's a reality, too. So I'm just being honest. And I feel like honesty is, you know, they say honesty is the best policy. That's serious, man. That's an actual thing I try to live by. So whether you hear me, you know, getting mad at Donald Trump, or you see me saying, you know, no matter what Donald Trump does, love is the truth and love will always conquer. Those both realities, right? Yeah. Which one are you going to focus on?
Yeah, the beauty, for sure.
Whoa, I'm going to pass the offering basket real soon.
So Angel Forrest and Denis, and it's so nice to have you guys on the show. Do you consider things about how do you use music as healing energy? And do you believe that people listening, you know, maybe it encourages them to dance. Maybe it encourages them to see the world in a new perspective. Do you think that really music does make a difference in people's lives, like to make a healthier world?
It makes a difference in my life. And I did for years covers of other people's songs, and when I started writing my own songs to heal myself, it changed everything because, like Caleb said, the honest truth about how you feel, everybody feels it the same. We all feel stuff. Everybody's going through stuff, and when somebody actually hears it on the radio or sees somebody on a stage singing the same shit they've gone through, they're like, I'm not alone, I'm not crazy, I'm not, it'll get better, it'll, and that fed me for a long time thinking, you know, because I always felt safe behind other people's words because they were other people's words, and the people that didn't like it wasn't me. You know, I could sing all kinds of stuff, you know, some Zeppelin, some whatever, but it wasn't me, so there was no failure going to happen. So writing my own stuff, then, and where I'm from in Quebec, people are French. So singing English lyrics and having people, you know, write me and ask me or stop me after a show and say, you know, I don't know what that meant, but it felt so good. And what do the lyrics mean? And send them to me. And can you tell me? And I've been doing it for 30 years in Quebec. And my biggest fan base is Quebec. The reason I won those awards, which don't really matter, they're great, but is because people in Quebec have related to what I've gone through my 30 years of my life, from marriage, from divorce, from, you know, having babies by myself to trying to feed myself and my babies by myself, and then meeting the man of my dreams who, you know, helped me write and become the person, the songwriter and the woman that I've always wanted to be, but life wouldn't let me be because I got all this shit put in my freaking back and I had to carry it by myself. And people are partaking in that now. And if you go on my Facebook page, you see people are so inspired by our love and our truth and how the words that we write, and it's in a different language. I mean, it goes across Canada now and different parts of the world, but it originates in Quebec in a French culture. And that feeds me. I mean, people writing me saying, oh my God, your song, A New Day, you know, it's helped me get through my father's funeral. It helped me do this. It helped me do this. Seeing you and Denis talking to each other and pledging or saying something sweet, it's you guys are this and that. And I think to myself, our love is like just our love, never mind our music. The way we cherish each other in public, on stage, I don't hide anything. Same thing, man. Truth is the best policy. And people feed off that. People need to know that they're not alone in the world, that they can be happy, that they can be miserable, but still go on. They don't have to kill themselves. They don't have to be a miserable, you know, they can still embrace the world because it will get better. And approaching people with an attitude that they're going to shit on you, people got to stop doing that. You got to open arms. You approach somebody with closed fists, they're going to close their fists. You got to open your arms and just let them know. And I try to do that on stage. I try to be one with my audience. I try to make them, I try to be one. We try to have an exchange. We're échangistes, they say in Quebec, which means we like to exchange. And people come back and say, man, you know, you're so approachable. You're so, I get you. You're crazy. You're this, you're that. Thank you for giving us an evening of tears and laughter and dance and making us feel alive. And to me, that's the most important thing. That's why, you know, yes, it's great to sell records in the store, but man, that doesn't feed your soul. What feeds your soul is the moments you're on stage with the people and you have an exchange of laughter and smiling and tears and hugging and dancing. And that's our paycheck. And that's why Denis and I do it. I'm talking for you, but
it's okay.
It's pretty well.
It's
light
all right.
Is.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know, I have a much lighter perception sometimes of what music does for me. Like, all that is so true, and it's what I feel inside. But if I have a real simple thought about music for me, in a happy day, you're gonna listen to, or a sad day or a happy day, you're gonna listen to a song, which you don't. It's in another language. You don't know what it means, but you listen to it in the radio on your car driving, and it makes you feel like $1 million. You have no clue why. You're just listening to that song. You don't have a clue what it says, but I don't know. You listen to it, and you start to sing along with the melody because it's burning in your ear, and then you find yourself with water in your eyes. Like
goosebumps,
and your heart pumping, and you're happy. You're like, yes. You know, that to me happens so often. If I listen to good music, no matter what the length, it's a remedy every single day. You had a bad day, you know, and this one is for this the medicine for artists. We have days like everybody else before we go to work, so. You're at home, your kid comes back from school and he got into a fight, and or the bill can't come in and it's higher than you thought, you don't have all the money. You had a bad day, a shitty day. And you get on stage and you start that first song. After 10 seconds, the day has disappeared. Mm-hmm. Totally. There is no more day, no more school, no more nothing. You're just in your zone and you're playing and you're healing yourself. And when you get off stage, you will deal with your day, your regular day problem
with
a different attitude than when you started to play. That's mine.
It's beautiful, baby.
All right. Well, you know, thank you guys for sharing. Do you want to do a song to follow that up? And maybe sure. One of the songs, because what I was saying is that, do you remember, Angel, do you remember me talking about one of my favorite moments at your show was the crescendo of the show, mm-hmm. where you lifted up the microphone, mm-hmm. and you were like,
yeah,
in the height of the moment. And it was a very strong moment of your performance.
Yeah.
And so for me, that was a really strong point. Do you remember what's? Yeah, do you remember
Turtle
what song
Blues,
that was?
Yeah.
Turtle Blues?
Yeah, it was Turtle Blues. It's an 18-second scream that I have brain aneurysms. I think I'm going to die every time I do it.
But I think she's going to faint every time she does it.
But I
okay,
get
well,
it.
We don't want to make you suffer through a song.
Well, I'm not going to do that one because... I will have a stroke if I do that okay. right now, man. You can be damn sure of that. Jeez. After the... Yeah, no.
I like that we all
laughed. Yeah. We didn't want to... She's going to die. You know, we don't want to see you die, but no. How about a song that really
but I could
makes
do,
you feel
I could do something,
emotional?
Yeah, well, there you go. We'll do this... there's a song that we wrote, our first record that we wrote together. The album's called Here For You in 2005. And we wrote this song at the time we weren't together, actually. I was with my last boyfriend, who's the father of my last child, and I was sure that I was crazy, and I realized after reading an article in the paper about Ernest Hemingway and Virginia Woolf being bipolar and, you know, the problems, mental problems that are not diagnosed because it just doesn't make any sense. And I realized at that moment that the guy that I was with was definitely bipolar, and that it was not
you,
me.
It was him.
It wasn't me. It was definitely him. And
you know, it makes you feel crazy, but then you realize it's him that's driving you crazy.
Yeah. Well, that article, you know, made me realize that. So I wrote this song called "Ernest in Virginia." It goes like this.
This is Ernest of Virginia on the Medicine Show with Angel Forrest and Denis.
You can't see clear through your darkness. If you could only reach the light before you sacrifice your life, like Ernest and Virginia did. You don't spend your days being emotional. Taste of life, it haunts you. Well, untie the ties that bind your heart to mine, then you can fly. When you're down, you're so low down. You're so lost and all alone. When you're up with your smile and your wings spread across the sky, well, it's a wonder that you don't believe you could change this lonely life. You can fly. You can fly. So high. When you're looking out of your window at the rain, can you see the one you left behind? You can't pretend to feel your pain. I hope you find some peace of mind in the words you leave behind, like Ernest and Virginia did. What if you don't make history? What if you can't touch the world?
It's only the one with the eyes, just like yours. She'll pay, oh, she'll pay the price. When you're up with a smile and your wings spread across the sky, well, it's a wonder that you don't believe you could change this lonely life. You can fly. You can fly. You can fly. You can fly. Fly. Oh, fly. You can fly, fly, you can fly, 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 you can fly, fly so high.
There's nothing we can do about it.
Woohoo! There you go.
Know, certain regrets I have is not
have
being,
you got some?
You know, really? I have regrets, peoples. I'd like to share my imperfections with you. No, I'm just kidding. You know.
Are you bipolar, Jason? By any chance,
that
might
just
you be,
made me weak.
Might you be the earnest?
If polar is the name of the wine, you bipolar.
You know,
good one.
Or maybe Capricorn.
Cause
very good one.
You know, y'all can joke as much as you want.
Okay.
I love this show.
Knock, knock. No, I'm just kidding.
Bottle of wine.
Bye.
We don't need to ask a bottle of wine. Who? We know who drank it.
Yeah. Who? Okay, Caleb Hart, it's your turn. What do you want to sing, and what's it all about? What's the name of your next song?
That's a good question. What kind of genre do you want?
I'm thinking something that, okay, so we were on our last subject, we were talking about, like, so I'm over the wine part. I'm actually come down from all that.
I feel you.
And you know, being a little bit more sober than I was when we walked in the door. Excuse me. And I excuse all the jokes, but we were talking about medicine and music.
Yeah.
So what is the most emotional piece that has meant the most to you? Well, I mean, I'm sure that all of your songs actually have, you know, knowing you and and like listening to your stuff online and stuff, that all of your stuff has a great meaning to you. What do you what's been on your mind lately, and what do you think is and cuz this is going to lead us into our next subject, what song has been on your mind a lot lately for impact that you think people could be mindful of and that you're singing with for a reason?
There's a song off my first solo record, which I'm talking about it like if it's from so long ago. It released on June 23rd.
Ever.
Of this year?
Yeah, it's my first solo. Like, my solo project, like, is very new. So, which is funny because in many ways, my solo project is the oldest part of me because it's who I am, right? So, but from a career perspective, as was stumbled through in the bio, it was Braveheart to start off, and then so Braveheart, my last name's H-A-R-T, Heart, and then Tasman Jude, my band, which we did 525 shows in 3 years, and then not when we went on a hiatus, but prior to that, I was feeling like there was a transition happening in my life, and what happened was I actually came down to Victoria to hang out with my dad and a few brothers, who had since moved from Trinidad and Tobago to Victoria, and I got diagnosed with exhaustion. One day I woke up, I couldn't move, and I realized that, well, actually the doctor said to me, do you work way too much and like don't give yourself a break? And I was kind of like guilty as charged, you know? But you know, I was a young man trying to chase my dreams, right? And I succeeded, so there's an aspect of that, you know, I'm forever grateful for. but I needed to learn some lessons, and that was to chillax a little bit, just to relax instead of just, life's not about work only, you know. But we live in a society that is very focused, and I was living in Alberta, and man, those people can work. Like, seriously, if it's, you know, Albertan pride, you know, it's just like, work your butt off. And there's so much beauty to that. But thankfully, I'm learning. I haven't learned it, but I'm learning it to chill. So this song came out of that experience in my life. I didn't even know you could be diagnosed with exhaustion and, like, be put on, like, yeah, literally. Oh,
no,
that happened?
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And a lot of times that comes from, and I'll just say, you don't get enough sleep, you don't eat properly, you don't hydrate enough,
mm-hmm.
and you work yourself too much, that's going to happen.
That's correct.
You know, and so do you think that some of those things was the result of this?
It was all of those things. It was 90-hour weeks. Mentally as well, I was exhausted. You know, there was always something to do. There was always a pressure. And, you know, me and my manager built everything from scratch, right? This is strictly independent. Every award we've won and all that stuff, all the touring. You know, I've done 730 shows in the last 4.5 years. So, and, you know, released 4 records. I have another record coming out on September 22nd. My new band single just dropped last night. Do you know what I mean? I mean, like, it's always a something to do. But realizing that there's something to do, but I could put my phone into the safe when I go to Mexico and chill on the beach for 4 days and not check it. And people get mad at me, and people don't, you know, and some bridges have been burned because I didn't respond to an email as quick as someone wanted to. Well, too bad. So this song came out of that.
That's life. What's it called?
This one's called Come Away. And it's on my Island Soul EP that I dropped on June 23rd.
It sounds like it's got actually a prescription to it in itself, is that you should come away from it all and be more realistic about your humanity.
Well, let's let the song play and see what happens with it, right?
Let's see what happens.
What do you think? Sound good?
I'm good with that.
Come away with me. Come away with me. It's never too late. It's not too late. It's not too late for you. I have a plan for you. I have a plan for you. It's gonna be wild. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be full. Can you hear the truth that I'm telling you? Can you feel it in your heart? Feel it in your soul? Up your heart and let me in. Open up your heart and let me in. Open up your heart.
I have a plan for you. It's gonna be wild, gonna be great, gonna be full. It's gonna be wild, it's gonna be great, it's gonna be full.
That's why we call it Island Soul, you know, it's just not confined or defined by a genre. It's straight from the islands and straight from my soul.
Thank you.
No matter the genre.
But if you could put a genre to it, is there a classification that people tried to categorize you in?
Island Soul.
Island Soul. You're not listening, Jason. He just said to you. Jeez. Come on, man.
The reason
it's
that
beautiful.
I'm doing that, like, you know, there's aspects, obviously, as artists where, you know, you want to leave a legacy, right? And I intend on, within the next 10 years, for Island Soul to be a category that people win awards for and that you can search up stuff for. That's, well, we're on this earth to leave a legacy. Why not trendset in different type of ways, right? So there's some people that would call me a reggae artist. Well, I just sang a song that isn't reggae. So how do you define that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you catch what I mean? And I have hip-hop songs, and I have R&B songs, and I have things where I switch genres four times in one song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you call that? Island Soul. And there's some people, and there will be people, that will continue to grow and learn and live and play that relate more to me than mm-hmm. Bob Marley or yeah. whatever, right? So yeah. what do you call
times
that?
Times are changing.
Right?
Island Soul.
So, you know, rather than someone going, oh, well, I play in like a pop, psychedelic, indie rock in blues infused metal band. Do you catch what I mean? Come on, you've heard that conversation. You've heard yeah.
with
you've
that
heard
accent more... as well.
Yes, yeah, I've heard that accent with that
yeah.
statement.
Yeah.
Do you know
absolutely.
What I mean? You've heard that more times than not mm-hmm. in the last 5-10 years. So what I'm trying to say is Island Soul.
It could catch on. It's
right?
catchy. Yeah.
Is there such thing as Mainland Soul?
Mainland
you're,
Soul?
You're yeah, the yeah. Mainland
no, I'm
Soul
being
medicine
silly,
man.
Actually.
That's you.
Mainland, I feel like Mainland Soul is blues. Do you know what I mean? Like, I find blues is soul music.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, the origins of, again, you have to talk about the origins of, yeah. of an inception of a genre when you're speaking about it, right? So a lot of the inception of it comes from the center of a lot of lands.
Yeah.
Right, weren't ocean dwellers? Blues wasn't very ocean dwelly, right?
No, not very.
You catch what I mean?
Yeah.
But then you know again you could talk about certain genres, Celtic music, ocean dwelly.
Ocean dwelly. Yeah.
Right. So you know. So, yeah.
I'm feeling very dwelly right now.
Yeah.
Me too. Like I want to crawl into a little cave and go to sleep.
Ocean dwelly.
That's what I feel like right now with the ocean sound.
Is it because you got the blues?
I got the blues. I got the indie blues.
Can you sing about it?
No, I don't think I can.
Can you share with us how you feel with in a song? Or do you want
I could. Actually, okay. Let's make this guy right here work a little bit.
Okay, so with that note, we're going to take a break from the Medicine Show, and we're going to come back in just a moment. We're going to take a break. And
I didn't mean that.
A commercial
play.
Break.
I didn't mean
and
a break.
We're back on the Medicine Show.
Yeah.
Broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca. The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
UBC Music Initiative is a student-led club that aims to connect students' music with their community. We host monthly socials for our members to perform in a welcoming environment and to feel more confident in their music abilities. In addition, we offer students on and off-campus performances that allow them to share their talent and passion while giving back to the community. To learn more, take the initiative by liking us on Facebook or emailing us at ubcmusicinitiative@gmail.com.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
Yes. Hi, Angel. We're back on the air. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. We just reviewed what we had and ready to go. Do you want to hear one of those songs
now?
I'd love to.
I'd love to as soon as he brings it in here. From the
other okay. Room. So we're going to delay for a second, and he's going to bring in a CD, and we're going to put on a song from Angel Forest in just a moment.
You want to know about the song? While I'm sticking it in the hole?
Yeah.
Like talk before we get
yeah,
it on?
Yeah, yeah. Let's do that. So tell us about the song.
Did I just say that? Yeah. I got it.
Indie Hole. Okay, we're after midnight. Indie Hole.
That's why I don't grab any of my CDs.
So Angel, can you tell us about what we're about to hear?
Instantly.
I'd like you to play number 11.
Talk right in the microphone.
I love how much 11s are.
I'd like you to play number 11. Number 11 is a song
I heard that.
On Angel's 11.
Like I heard it.
Angel's 11 is a DVD me you made or
it's
an
a CD
album release?
That I made awesome. That won Best Album of the Year in Canada that we were talking about before. Denny and I wrote 11 songs and invited 11 guys playing guitar to come and join us on this particular track.
11 hot guys.
Yeah, they're all hot.
Were they firemen?
He's really hot. No. Were they firemen? Were they on fire?
Like firemen. I'm more into like they were on fire. Yeah. But I'd like to do, like, actually, it's probably the mellowest song on the album, I think. Or anyway, it's a song that he and I wrote. It's kind of like our story. And Adam Karsh is playing guitar on it. And it's called You and I.
Ready?
It's our story. And
okay,
our story,
yeah. Let's hear it. What's it called?
You and I.
You and I on The Medicine Show. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
life we had long said goodbye. Still we lay here for always this way. All the things we've said and done will live forever. The love we live and the life we love will live forever.
Will live forever.
Will live forever.
Will live forever.
Will live forever. You and I.
Hello, we're back on The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We've got Angel Forrest, Denny, and Caleb Hart on The Medicine Show. So you guys, we're going to do, we're coming to the end of our show, and let's just say we are every Friday night from 11 to 12:30. The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Jason Q Lawrence. This is I'm here with DJ Alibaba.
How you doing, Ali?
I'm pretty good.
I'm pretty. Let's give thanks, shall we? Thank you to the maker. Thanks to our guests as well, Caleb Hart, Angel Forrest, Denis Goulom. Did I say it right?
Perfect.
Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city. And please let us know your thoughts on our website, CITR.ca. Actually, let us know your thoughts on themedicineshow.ca. We are going to leave you with some music as a jam between Caleb Hart and Angel Forrest. Of course, Denny is going to be playing some guitar. And let's let her roll. We'll see you next week when we have another week of live music. And I want to just thank everybody for supporting us here in the studio. Thanks, everybody. I'm just not going to run through the entire name. We've already said them in death. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. And coming up next is a little bit of music from the Late Night Show with DJ Wright.
New music next week.
Yeah, new music. He's coming back for actual live music, live shows. Caleb Hart. And, wait. Before we do all this, I'm going to pause y'all. How can people get more Caleb Hart?
I am Caleb Hart. You can find me via Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, YouTube, online. I am Caleb Hart. Easy.
And that is how you search it. I am Caleb Hart.
You are?
No, not me. That's how you search.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the way that people remember, you know?
Yeah. So you're Googleable. Just Google I am Caleb Hart.
That's all you gotta do.
That's all you gotta do.
All right, you stick to the talking, okay?
Angel Forrest. Thank you. Are you Googleable?
I'm Googleable, and I can be reached at angelforrest with two R's.ca. Soon to be, once I talk to my record company, I am Angel Forest, yes, with two R's. I'm changing my shit. I'm changing
That's it.
I'm changing my shit. I'm going to be known as I Am the Medicine Show. Well, actually, I am Jason Q. Lawrence. And Denny, thank you so much. What song are you guys going to do to end us up?
I'm going to do a Robert Johnson song.
Ooh, Robert Johnson. And what's it called?
Got them walking blues.
Walking blues. Caleb Hurt.
I'm just going to freestyle.
Freestyle. Okay.
Or spit some lyrics that I've already written.
Fantastic.
Either way, thank you guys so much. Blessed be. We'll see you all in the next week on The Medicine Show. Take it away.
Thank you.
Waka blues.
Break the stress. Get it.
I woke up this morning, look around for my shoe. Seems that I had them, baby, I had them walking blue. Woke up this morning, baby, yeah, look around for my shoe, yeah. Well, I see that I had them on, baby, yeah. I had them there walking blue. But I said, some people tell me that worry blues ain't bad. We're still feeling long, no, gonna have. Some people tell me, they say, oh, you know them worry blues, baby, they ain't so bad. Mm-hmm. But I said, oh, we're still feeling long, no, I gonna have. I don't like it much.
I let the girl in my way, and I tell them I saw the Buddha book in front of the face, and I love the funny, funny, run the party to the knife, just so make all the money. See all of them dreams to be a playboy bunny, but we're not at a chain, so we have to get your price, cause life without him is like living in a maze. Go round and on, and I'll get away, son. Chop, we take you up here and everything in town, son. No matter the drama, them shoes, ain't no victorious, we're never gonna lose. Cruise, and we're chilling in the medicine show, yo. Watch as we flow, ho. I got Angel Forest on my left side. Denny, yeah, he's playing in the guitar, right? Yeah, you know, so we get up on the mic, and I told you before, there's no need to fight. Light shining real bright, yeah. No, not shining bright like a diamond, cause Rihanna was wrong. Diamonds don't shine, they refract. Oh. Telling you the truth, that's a fact. Yeah, scientifically speaking, never stop creeping through your DMs. Nah, I'm not the kind of guy. Watch as I spy, open up my eyes, yeah. No demise, oh, I open up my eyes and drop into the forest. But it's two R's, check her out. Angel Forest, yes, you know it's all the way from Quebecois, yeah. Trinidad and Tobago, represented in the Western Canada. Vancouver representing Y to the B to the R. Yes, you know we flew in, but then we're gonna fly out. Yeah, you know we shouted out, we never stopped. So devout, yes, you know every drought. Every single time that I get up on the stage, oh, we start to hit it upon the microphone. Check, check, 1, 2, 3, 4. Look, I can count on 2, 3, 4. It doesn't really matter the language that I'm speaking. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, you know, I spit it up for you. Doesn't matter, I'm singing a little blues. Sing a little blues.
Ow! It's like I was like Dave. Said my man is dying low down the road. Made it like I was, baby. I said, oh, I was just like Dave. Yeah, well. I said, my man is starting low down. Talk about it now. Talk about it. Talk, 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 talk. I said, my man is so dirty.
Man, it's so dirty.
I said, it's so dirty.
Man, it's so dirty.
Ah, it's so dirty, baby.
Man, it's so dirty.
I said, I'm
not a dirty, 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 dirty,
dirty, dirty, dirty, dirty. My man, he got there. Talk about his, dirty way.
Yo, yo. See, you've been talking about your man dirty ways, but me healing up the ancient days. Yes, you know, I said the fire of a blaze. I told you before, every single time I get up on the stage, but we're not on the stage. Got no boots on, barefoot. Instagram live, yes, you know, me barefoot. Barefoot, bare lyrics. This is what I'm speaking. Listen as I'm preaching, teaching the youth them. This is how we're speaking, eloquently. Yes, you know, I bring it out eloquently. 4D, inception, new world vibes. And you know, said the exceptional every single time. No need to demise. Yeah, you know, so there's not no need for the price. But those are kind of cool, because then you put it on the EPK and people book you for a little more money. Yes, you know, you got the truth, honey. Yes, you know, so I keep on bringing it for the on the Instagram live. Yes, you know, it shuts off, but that's okay, because we keep playing any day. The Medicine Show, CITR. Yes, you know, in a Vancouver.
River runs to the ocean. Whoa. Ocean runs to the sea.
Sing it, girl.
I don't find my baby, well, you know, they're going to have to bury me. medicine, child, don't you know? Some people tell me to say, Caleb, hot, you hot, baby. Yeah. Yes, I get them, I got them, I got them. Walking, brooding, walking, brooding, walking, brooding, walking, brooding. I'd walk right out of here. Walking, take me home, baby. Take me home, now, I'll tell you. Walking, walking, walking.
Denny upon the guitar.
Hey. Thank you all. Good night. Fall so long, farewell.
Thank you. See
Happy
you next
the
week on the Medicine Show.
Yeah, 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 yeah. With Jason Lawrence. Nice and nice.